If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's check in with Block Club Chicago now for extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella with some news about the Coyotes, and they're everywhere, aren't they?
They seemingly are. Good morning, Bob. Yes, we've been having a few stories come in. One coyote was found in an Aldi store. He was hanging out in the shelves of the refrigerated shelves. Another was seen at O'Hare Airport and actually hit by a plane that was taking off. They're just a lot more visible right now. Experts say that is because it is mating season. There are always coyotes around us, with at least 2,000 living in the Chicago area year-round, but they're a little bolder when it's mating season, and so that's why they're so out and about right now.
And now, we don't really have to warn people not to feed them, do we? People know better, I hope.
I mean, sometimes when you see a cute dog looking cutie in your backyard, you want to feed it, but you really shouldn't. It actually makes their lives, it puts their lives at risk because it makes them too bold. It could put your pet's lives at risk. Just don't do it. It could also change their behavior. They don't want to mess with people, but when you start feeding them, it just messes with the whole natural balance of things because they're meant to be predators. They're taking care of our rat problems and other pests. So the big thing is don't freak out and don't feed them.
Don't mess with them. Let's talk about what's happening in Bucktown with the 606, the Bloomingdale Trail to Elston Avenue. The expansion is delayed now. What's going on with that?
Yes, this is pretty big news, especially if you're a cyclist who uses the 606 to get downtown for work. When you're heading east, you kind of hit this end of the trail over at Welsh Park. You have to go through this Cortland-Ashland intersection to reach Elston, which is the next bike lane over there, and it is chaotic. So they've been saying if there's going to be this extension to the trail, it's going to go all the way east, but it has been pushed back at least a year. It was supposed to be construction was supposed to start at the end of this year. Now they're saying it's going to start at the end of next year. So we're not looking at a functional full 606 trail on the east end until late 2027, early 2028.
And finally, the West Loop can always use another good spot for breakfast, and it looks like there's going to be a good bagel place opening soon. Or is it open already, Jen?
It is open now, and Tilly's Bagels, they have had huge success in the South Loop, and they kind of brand themselves as Chicago-style bagels, which is that a thing? They say it is. It's not the same as New York-style bagels, which everyone always tries to emulate, but they have a huge demand. There's, like, lines down the block whenever they open, so they're bringing their second location to the West Loop. There's supposed to be just as good or their own version of New York bagels, where they're nice and chewy on the outside and soft enough on the inside. They'll have breakfast sandwiches and all kinds of stuff there. Fast casual. So there's a lot of, like, you know, fancier restaurants in the West Loop, brunch spots. So this will be better for just coming in, getting a coffee, getting a breakfast sandwich, and getting on your way.
Yeah, another reason you can't find parking in that area, but that's the way it goes with progress. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.